Off the ball
on News Talk
in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
GAA on News Talk is with Bord Gáis Energy, proud electricity partner to the GAA. Follow all the under 21 hurling championship action at hashtag hurling to the core. So as mentioned last night, there was a gathering of Dublin delegates at Parnell Park where it was expected that Dublin would announce their new senior hurling manager. Intriguingly, Pat Gilroy, maybe the favourite, certainly very heavily linked with the job. And the Coola manager, Coola obviously have won All-Ireland, won the All-Ireland club earlier this year, Matty Kenny from Galway, were the two names, it seems, in the hat. However, those present at the meeting were then told that due to unforeseen circumstances, a decision to announce the manager would not be made last night. It seems the announcement is expected before the weekend. For more, we've got Shane Stapleton, who plays for Coola and works with us here in the show. GAA writer is here, and we've got GAA writer with the Evening Herald, Conor McKeown, or just the Herald these days, Conor McKeown, with us as well. So, Conor, tell us first of all, what do we know about this 20-minute meeting at Parnell Park last night?
I still don't know, is the short answer to that question. You know, what was supposed to happen was that management committee were going to meet. They were going to come up with a name, and then they were going to put a proposal to a full county board committee meeting where they were going to ratify it or not ratify it. It wasn't a situation where the club delegates were going to be given a choice between the two candidates. They were there to merely ratify or not.
Okay.
So really that was only a formality. For unforeseen circumstances was the language used. That never took place. But I'm led to believe on good authority that that had nothing to do with a split vote. And that the appointment process itself wasn't the issue, and that whenever the appointment is to be made, and they hinted that it could be before the weekend, it's still going to be the same individual.
Okay, because it was suggested it was a 5-5 split, but
I don't think that's the case. I'd be 99% certain that that was not the case.
Do you think they've made up their mind already and ratified and just have to ratify the person?
I think so.
Okay, Pat Gilroy is the more likely.
Yeah,
or do we know?
Not for any other reason than just vibes, you know, that I'm getting that this is the way it's going. You know, but as I was saying earlier on to Shane was, you know, I've been sold a litter of pups since this story started becoming a story, so I'm not exactly certain until it's over the line. And plus the fact that, it seems odd that we're talking about Pat Gilroy being the next Dublin hurling manager. So I suppose until it's officially confirmed, it's hard to say with any certainty.
For most of this process, Shane, Matty Kenny was the front runner. We've seen the job he's done at Coola. You've experienced that firsthand. It's only really in the last week, 10 days, that Pat Gilroy's name has emerged here.
Yeah, so it was like maybe a bookmaker came out with him being odds on.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, Pat Gilroy's a candidate. And everyone was wondering, well, how on earth did this happen? Because he has no managerial background of note in hurling.
Mm.
And, you know, he would have played for St. Vincent's at one point in hurling and won a couple of underage titles. But it just seemed like Matty was so nailed on for it. And having been in a dressing room with him for the last 3.5 years, I can see why. Because, you know, I joined Coola in 2011. He came in 2014. And just from the very get-go, the level of detail was crazy. He did a sort of a meeting with maybe some of the older, more established players, set out what he wanted to do. And he's followed through on it.
Yeah,
and that's the thing, it's the level of detail with him, and then the fact that he took a club that hadn't won a title in 21 years and he's won a couple back-to-back Dublin titles, back-to-back leagues, Leinster and All-Ireland. It just seemed this is probably the strongest candidate on paper that Dublin hurling has ever had.
He's a Galway man.
Yeah,
he was involved with Anthony Cunningham's setup and then left that. He's applied twice for the Galway job over the last number of years and by all accounts was very close to getting that job. That's the general consensus.
So the first time himself and Anthony Cunningham both went for it, and it actually was a split vote, now that we mentioned split votes. And Sean Tracy, he gave the casting vote, having already originally voted in the 3-all, and went for Anthony Cunningham's side. And I think Eugene Clunan was on the Anthony Cunningham ticket and would be related to Sean Tracy, so maybe that was a factor, maybe not.
Mm.
The second time, I spoke with Cyril Farrell, who was on the interview committee, and he said that Matty gave an incredibly strong presentation. And I suppose they just went for Micheál Donoghue, who has done incredibly well. So he's been close a few times.
And what kind of character is he? What age is he? Is he loud? Is he quiet? Is he have a temper? Is he forceful?
He's probably in around his 50 mark. He won't say exactly. I'm not actually 100% sure. But he's just again, the level of detail. Like, he's a forceful guy. When he first came in, we'd have a pretty relaxed crew in terms of personalities in Cooler. You wouldn't have too much roaring and shouting. And he is forceful enough. I remember a couple of times when he was trying to impart on guys that you need to keep your hand up if there's a high ball there, and he hit his hand and I'll smack and said, lads, leave your hand there, and hit it a second smack, and we were wincing looking at him doing it. But the level of detail that has grown in a couple of years, like he'd bring in pitch, like he has an analysis guy there, and the opposition analysis, our own player analysis, and assigning different, like, let's say, marking jobs to people or positional play, and even just putting together pitch maps of where we're weak and strong. I mean, some of our guys who've played at inter-county level, they're like, we haven't seen this. So if that's happening at a club level, and I mean, I'm not trying to paint a target on Cooler and my own teammates going forward, but I mean, just to talk about the level of preparation that Dublin would be getting, and it sounds like I'm a pro-Matty here, but I'm just kind of painting the picture that this is someone who's incredibly professional.
Now, we're being upfront about the fact you've played for him, you've experienced him, you also work for the show, so you're not necessarily coming out to bat for either character, but people know a bit more about Gilroy than Matty Kenny. I'm sure lots of hurling folk around the country are interested in this stuff.
Yeah, so like, even just in terms of, like, he is a guy who's manic about hurling. Like, genuinely, like, Pat Gilroy seems like a really good candidate in a lot of ways, and I'm sure Conor will explain a bit more why, like, structurally and all that kind of stuff. Structurally is something that Matty has done in Cooler as well, and he's tried to ensure that there's a good future there, and I'm pretty sure that's what he'd want to do with Dublin as well. I remember one story coming up to the All-Ireland Club semi-final earlier this year when we were to play Schlochneil in Armagh, and we were getting a bus up, and previously we'd played a challenge match against Tipperary in Port Leash, and there was a bit of trouble with the bus. And I remember Matty standing outside with the bus driver staring into the engine. They might as well be staring into a field of thistles. But he just didn't want to risk anything like that happening again. So he had a convoy of cars coming behind the bus in case it broke down on the way up to Armagh, which I thought was incredible. But yeah, I mean, his pedigree is unquestioned.
Okay, so he's a serious candidate as well.
Three All-Ireland under 20, coached three All-Ireland under 21 winning teams to All-Ireland, so.
Yeah. When did you first get an inkling, Conor McKeown, that Pat Gilroy was interested in this? He's had work commitments really since 2012 when he stepped away from the footballers, and he's back from London now.
Yeah, it's Pat, in 2012, I remember he called a meeting, I think 3 days after they lost to Mayo in the All-Ireland semi-final. I think there was a few players not there because we were already on a pre-arranged holiday, and he just informed them that he couldn't commit anymore. Mm. I think by the end of the month he had relocated to London. Now, he's since switched companies, switched jobs. He no longer works for Veolia, I think the company was called, and he now works for a company that's based in Dublin. So he's been around Dublin for the last year, and the fact that he is, you know, is looking to be getting back into management, I don't think it should come as a surprise, even if the job itself could. But just on Matty Kenny, just for a second, I don't think Dublin have ever had a better, a more qualified candidate than Matty Kenny. I think if he had been around when Anthony Daly was being appointed, or when Jerry Cunningham was being appointed, I think he probably would have got it too, because he has local knowledge. He spends a lot of time up here. He had success with the club. No Dublin club had won in All-Ireland prior to that. So I think he's a hugely qualified candidate in the traditional sense of the word. It's just that Pat Gilroy, there's a bit of kind of intrigue about Pat Gilroy, just to see what might happen, because, well, you know, he is coming at it from a completely, completely different angle.
Yeah, and he is the cultural architect of modern day Dublin. I mean, he has established all those structures and practices, and Jim Gavin has taken them, developed them. But I mean, the guy who put them in place must be a very tempting candidate for Dublin hurling, considering where it is right now.
I think that's why my inkling is that is the more likely to get the job at this stage.
That if
Pat Gilroy's interest in the job is genuine, and I don't know from the horse's mouth that it is, but just from talk, it seems to be, like, if he is allowed his name to go forward to a vote of two people, it is.
I
think people in Dublin would find it very hard not to appoint him.
And do we know of Gilroy's candidacy or his presentation? Presumably, if you know, I presume there's an interview process and Gilroy's had to speak to people here. Do we know for a fact, or are we just strongly presuming that what he's proposing is that he is some kind of director of hurling? He puts in the necessary structures, he is a cultural architect, he is a man manager, and he surrounds himself with hurling expertise. Do we know how much Pat Gilroy knows about hurling?
No, I haven't a clue.
Okay.
But, you know, he's a very, I mean, at the risk of this becoming a cliche, and it will over the next while, like, he's a very, very shrewd man. And, you know, if you talk to players who were on the Dublin football team when Pat was appointed, and bear in mind, Pat came from nowhere to be appointed Dublin senior football manager. okay, he played on a St. Vincent's team that won an All-Ireland club title in 2007. He'd won All-Ireland with Dublin in 95. But, like, you know, if you think of some of the characters that were on that team, people like Keith Barr and Desi Farrell, people who had already got involved in management. Jim Gavin was Dublin under 21 manager at that stage. They were all overlooked in favour of Pat Gilroy. And he hadn't managed anybody at any level. I think he was going to get involved in the DCU Freshers. But then all of a sudden he was the Dublin senior football manager. So he's only, you know, slightly less qualified for this role. And if you talk to some of the players who were involved around that time, when Pat Gilroy took over Dublin in 2009, I don't think he did any coaching, particularly in the first couple of years, for definite. That was all down to, that was Mickey Whelan. So, you know, Pat understands the, I think, he, you know, he utilises, you know, the beauty of delegation. He would have seen Mickey Whelan himself, who has been with the Vincent's senior hurlers for the last 2 years as their coach, and they have made great strides. And I think a lot of the principles of management, and look, this is only a theory because it hasn't been proved one way or the other yet, but I think he would feel that an awful lot of the principles of management are actually adaptable and applicable to either code, and that, you know, he will obviously have hurling people in. The talk is Anthony Cunningham again. I don't know that for a fact, but that seems to be a fairly strong line of inquiry. But
well, look, we've done a bit of digging this afternoon because we had heard various theories about whether or not Anthony Cunningham was still part of the Gilroy ticket. And the latest information we have, fairly concrete, is we've heard he is, and he still is. And so it is still Anthony Cunningham who would be part of the Pat Gilroy package.
Yeah, well, let's look, it's a very interesting development. I suppose there's a strange kind of a connection between Matty Kenny and Anthony Cunningham.
It's like incestuous, all this stuff.
And they weren't, like, it wasn't just that Matty Kenny was a selector on the team. I remember in 2012 when Galway got to the All-Ireland and drew an All-Ireland final with a Kilkenny team that weren't exactly past the peak of their powers at that stage, they used to arrive into the press conference as a kind of triumvirate, himself, Tom Hellebert, Anthony Cunningham and Matty Kenny. So it was very much a management team rather than Anthony Cunningham and his selectors, you know. So that kind of would underpin the strength of Kenny's connection. But just, I suppose, on Pat Gilroy, if he is appointed Dublin hurling manager, it's not a kind of a, he's not being appointed for his hurling expertise. No. He's being appointed for his management expertise.
Well, the parallels you make when he first took the football job with Mickey Whelan doing all the coaching is, I mean, very apt, because it's pretty much carbon copy. What is it about Gilroy that landed in the Dublin football management job then?
Well, what actually happened was a lot of people assumed that Kevin Heffernan was essentially responsible. Kevin Heffernan was a very good friend of Pat's father, Jackie Gilroy. And actually there was some rumour around the time that Kevin Heffernan was Pat Gilroy's godfather, which turned out subsequently not to be true. But the presumption was, because Kevin Heffernan was on the subcommittee charged with replacing Pilar Caffrey as Dublin manager, that Heffernan gave him the job. But actually, Pat O'Neill told us in 2012, years later, that it was he who came up with Pat Gilroy's name, that they were throwing a few different names around. And because, and like, Pat Gilroy wasn't, you know, wouldn't have been one of the more successful footballers on that team, but he just felt that he had some sort of natural leadership qualities, and he was very good in team meetings. He understood the dynamic of how you kind of lead a team, and he said that he came up with the name. He said that Kevin Heffernan came back to him and said that he was too young, and he went away and slept on it, and the next day morning Kevin Heffernan rang him and said, yeah, let's press ahead.
The crucial difference with this, I suppose, is when he came out of nowhere to become Dublin football boss, he would have known every footballer in the county. Because, you know, he would have been involved in St. Vincent's as a player, and I'm sure as a spectator. Whereas here, is he going to know all the hurlers, especially if he's over and back to London? And you have to wonder, like, for example, the last day out, I saw Alex Quinn, who isn't currently on the Dublin panel. I'm not sure if you saw him, Connor, but he scored six points from play in an absolutely glorious display. And you'd be thinking straight away, this guy needs to get called up to the Dublin panel or recalled. And that's the kind of thing here. Like, you're not starting from scratch if you're going into football as he did in 2009.
Sure.
Yet there's an element that you would be. Like, what are the tactics going to be like? Where are you along the line there? And that's where I think that if you're talking about, that sounds brilliant, and I can see all the structural kind of improvements that might be put in by Gilroy versus, right, the senior hurling team in 2018, who's the man for the job there? That's where you might start to lean towards Matty.
I mean, the more you think about it, Pat Gilroy as director of the general hurling year, with Matty and Anthony Cunningham working under him, is the perfect solution.
I would say so. I think 100%.
Should Pat Gilroy... Could one of the unforeseen circumstances be that somebody said, why don't you merge your acumen
here? Put those hands together.
Come together.
I mean,
it would seem they'd be doing different jobs, in effect. I know that's not what's happening, clearly. Are we expecting this to be resolved tomorrow, certainly before the weekend?
Yeah, well, there was a line from Sean Shanley that indicated that they're going to make the appointment before the weekend. I think, ideally, initially, that they wanted to make the appointment before the resumption of the Dublin Senior Hurling Championship. We've already had the last round of group games, so they didn't hit their target there. But the quarterfinals are on Sunday, yeah. And I think the hope still is that the Dublin Senior Hurling manager will be there. Now, if it's Matty Kenny, obviously he'll be there on the line with Cooley.
Yeah.
But I think one way or the other, I would say it's more likely than unlikely that Dublin will have an appointed manager before those matches throw in on Sunday.
Mm. Okay.
If you could have the two of them together, I think that'd be ideal because... Without question, Pat Gilroy has unbelievable credentials, and on the field, so does Matty. So It just seems the most obvious choice.
All right, very interesting. We'll see what happens over the next 48 hours or so. Conor McKeown from The Herald and Shane Stapleton. Thanks very much, lads.
Thank you.
Cheers, Joe.
Off the ball. On News Talk. In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.